take her dinner date at the restaurant, you start to cry. And baby, we'll just improvise. Well, plan B looks like Domino's pizza in the candlelight. Then we'll take a tow to our room, make a little love that's overdue.
Woods. 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Tom Rivers. Israeli airstrikes intensifying in Gaza. Ahead of an expected ground attack, here's ABC's Liz Landers.
Israel striking a refugee camp, which according to the Associated Press, lies in an area where Palestinians were told by the Israeli military to seek refuge. The Hamas-run health ministry claims 53 people were killed. The ministry says so far in the conflict, more than 9,700 Palestinians have died. But Israel's ambassador to the UN is casting doubt on that death toll.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken wrapping up his Middle East tour in Turkey after visiting the West Bank, Jordan, and Baghdad. Donald Trump taking the stand today in his New York City fraud trial, defending himself against allegations that he and his family dramatically inflated their net worth. Aid trickling into villages in Nepal's northwest mountains following a strong earthquake over the weekend. More than 150 people were killed and thousands have been left homeless. This is ABC News. A caravan of migrants heading through Mexico toward the border with the U.S. is about to get bigger. It's already about 7,000 strong, and hundreds more people have left southern Mexico trying to catch up. A six-year veteran of the police department in San Jose, California, off the force now after sending texts full of racist slurs. ABC's Melissa Adan.
The police chief saying Officer Mark McNamara is no longer employed with the city and calling the text disgusting. Authorities releasing 10 pages of text between an unidentified coworker and McNamara that shows McNamara making racist remarks. In one text, McNamara, who is white, says, "I hate black people." The San Jose Police Officers Association saying in a statement, "Racism and those who perpetrate it have no place in our city and no place in law enforcement."
Still on strike, public school teachers in Oregon's biggest school district. Teachers picket for better pay and smaller class sizes. I'm Tom Rivers, ABC News.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Here's your 98Q Country weatherology forecast. We have good chances for rain today with a high near 50. Winds will be out of the west at 15 miles an hour, gusting up to 25. There are chances for both rain and snow showers tonight with a low around 30 and a north wind of 5 to 15 miles an hour, gusting up to 20. We'll have a break from precipitation Tuesday with mostly cloudy skies. skies on a high near 38 with an east wind of 5 to 10 miles an hour. There are good chances for rain Wednesday of a high near 40 and a southeast wind of 5 to 10 miles an hour, gusting up to 20. Thursday's mostly sunny of a high near 40. I'm weatherology meteorologist Michael Cotter, and that's your forecast on 98Q Country. Right now, it's 50 degrees.
Music, and it's not always the same. They play a variety. It's always the best music.
98Q Country.
Bars I don't like. We were listening to one more silver dollar. Find you a girl on a Friday night, dancing in the back of a bar. A Sunday morning, hands up high, singing front row in the choir. You can find you a girl through a friend of a friend, and she can show her pride out of the blue. It don't matter where you find her, just as long as you find you a girl.
Get his name. Now there's only one thing left for me to do. Slip to the top. I'm coming in hot. Hey.
Hardy at 98Q Country. Top of the morning to you on this November the 6th on a Monday. Look at what we're doing out there. 50 degrees. Goodness gracious. Goodness gracious. 50 degrees, our wake-up temperature here. And we're going to see. Is that right? I mean, I thought our high temp wasn't even going to get to 50 today. Well, they've got a forecasted high today for Park Falls of 48. I say that you haven't even done anything yet, and you've already surpassed your expectations today. So congratulations. So we'll go with 50, I guess, for the high today. It will be kind of a cloudy and a few rain showery type day, and the wind will be moving around too, west at 10 to 15, gusting to 25 at times today. A little bit cooler weather on the way, but nothing crazy. 40s, low 40s Wednesday, Thursday, probably upper 30s. And they get upper 30s for late in the week. And all indications are that next week probably going to be close to 50 again. This El Nino stuff, we were liking this. So we'll call it 50 right now. And Some scattered rain showers, some light rain here in the Park Falls area. Yesterday was a beautiful day, was it? Yeah, nice day yesterday. Let's find out what's happening. We're going to get you a little sports anyway. We'll get you all the news at after 7. We'll talk after 7 about all the state volleyball and football playoffs for the state of Wisconsin. We'll cover that for you in the 7 o'clock hour. Right now, a quick sports minute courtesy of Wisconsin Radio Network.
It wasn't pretty, but the Packers put an end to their four-game losing streak, knocking off the Rams 20-3 at Lambeau Field on Sunday. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Packers scored a first-half touchdown for the first time in six games and outscored the Rams 13-0 in the second half. Jordan Love passing for 228 yards and a touchdown in the win as the Packers improved to 3-5. The Vikings, without Kirk Cousins, came from behind to beat Atlanta 31-28. Newly acquired Josh Dobbs made his Vikings debut after rookie starter Jaron Hall left the game in the first quarter with a concussion. Dobbs engineered a drive that ended with a go-ahead touchdown pass to Brandon Powell with 22 seconds to play. Bears fell to the Saints 24-17 in the Superdome. Tyson Badgen tossing two touchdown passes but three picks in the loss. Football Badgers fell to Indiana 20-14 on Saturday. Braden Locke tossing 243 yards and two touchdowns in the loss. College basketball season tips off tonight. Phil Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
It's that time of year again, Wisconsin. Hunting season is back. Before you head out, remember that safety is always the number one target for a successful hunt. So when you're out in the woods this season, practice these simple tips. Treat every firearm like it's loaded. Always point your muzzle in a safe direction. Be certain of your target and don't touch the trigger until you're ready to shoot. For more safety tips, visit dnr.wisconsin.gov. Brought to you by the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources.
If I could be you.
And you could be me.
For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way.
To get inside.
Each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Find all of your household tools, supplies, paint, windows, shingles, and more at your do-it-best store, Phillips Lumber and Hardware.
Shop Menards Christmas Decor Sale for big savings on everything to brighten your home for the holidays. Get great sale prices, plus 11% off a great selection of trees, wreaths, lights, ornaments, yard decorations, and much more. A 100-count set of premium LED holiday lights is just $10.99 after rebate. Good through November 12th. Savings are mail-in rebate. Some exclusions apply. See store for details on Christmas decor, plus much more at huge savings.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
What's up?
I'm tired of feeling so bloated.
That used to be me. Then I got this.
Align Bloating Relief plus Food Digestion. A probiotic, right?
Yeah, it works naturally with your gut to help soothe occasional bloating and gas. Plus, it has vitamin B12 to aid digestion by helping convert food to cellular energy. Two benefits, one capsule.
Align Bloating Relief plus Food Digestion from the number one doctor-recommended probiotic brand. Learn more at AlignProbiotics.com.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Texting enrolls you into reoccurring automated text messages. Consent not required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
Hey, Dan, how you doing? Haven't seen you around the gym for a while.
Yeah, I've really fallen off. Since I turned 40, I just don't get the results I used to get.
Could be lower testosterone.
Lower T.
Yeah, I went through it a while back. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone. I got Nugenix Total T, and it's made a huge difference for me.
I've seen that ad on TV. Is it for real?
Oh, yeah. The patented key ingredient is something called Testofen, which helps boost free and total testosterone levels to help you trim up and stay lean.
And it's made a difference for you?
Man, I feel like I'm in my 20s again. At work, in the gym, and in the bedroom.
Are they still giving out complimentary bottles for people to try it for themselves?
Yeah, you just need to send them a text.
Text ROCK to 42424 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T, the number one selling testosterone booster at GNC. Plus, text now, and we'll include a bottle of Nugenix Thermo, our most powerful fat incinerator ever to help you get back into shape fast, absolutely free. Text ROCK to 42424. That's ROCK to 42424.
Here's your 98 Q Country weatherology forecast. We have good chances for rain today with a high near 50. Winds will be out of the west at 15 miles an hour, gusting up to 25. There are chances for both rain and snow showers tonight with a low around 30 and a north wind of 5 to 15 miles an hour, gusting up to 20. We'll have a break from precipitation Tuesday with mostly cloudy skies on a high near 38 with an east wind of 5 to 10 miles an hour. There are good chances for rain Wednesday with a high near 40 and a southeast wind of 5 to 10 miles an hour, gusting up to 20. Thursday's mostly sunny with a high near 40. I'm weatherology meteorologist Michael Cotter, and that's your forecast on 98 Q Country. Right now, it's 50 degrees.
On air, online, on the app.
You can listen anytime, anywhere.
Yeah, you can listen anywhere, anytime.
98 Q Country.
Jack makes good whiskey. Red dirt makes good riding roads. Country makes good music for kicking up dust in a taillight glow. Dry wood makes good fires. Good years make good swings. All that's all good, but for me, God makes fire.
Online at 98qcountry.com.
I've seen pickup lines and dive bar strangers slow dance. I've seen happy hour two for ones turn to one night stands. I've seen neon rebounds and late night drunk. Cinderella fair.
98.3. Online at 98qcountry.com.
Things that don't matter way too much. I let the way back winds and my old friends scatter like they were dust. I get to chasing that rainbow particle riding through the pouring rain with nothing to show for it. Standing there soaking wet, looking up, shaking my fist as a thunder roll.
I told you it's 50 degrees outside. Would you believe me? Would you believe me? Our forecasted high today was 48. The National Weather Service has to wake up here. 48 was our forecasted high. We're at 50 already today. We'll probably see that temperature level off and even drop a little bit here throughout the day today. We're expecting temperatures to kind of slide down into the low 40s by mid-afternoon, but we're not in for a cold snap by any means. I mean, temperatures will remain in the 40s and close to 40 for the foreseeable future here. A little bit breezy today, a cloudy day with some late rain showers. Yesterday certainly was a good one. Packers get a win yesterday. It was, I think it was one of those games where the Packers won, but you're walking away and you're thinking, I'm not sure I feel any better about this team than I did before the game started. I mean, the Rams had this ripping guy in his quarterback. He's kind of been a journeyman backup. And the Packer offense did score a first half touchdown, so that's nice. But, a win. A win's nice. Help out the locker room. Mike Clemens, our sports reporter, indicated that the locker room was really quiet last week, so hopefully that'll perk things up a little bit. Vikings won yesterday. They had a bizarre day. Their rookie replacement for Kirk Cousins went down with a concussion, and then this other guy they brought in from Arizona came in, and he started throwing the ball to the other team, and then he started throwing it to his own team. And at the end, he threw the last one to his own team, and the Vikings won. And again, I don't think the Vikings really, even though they're 5-4, are thinking that their team is very good. It's a bizarre day in the NFL. There's some good games. The Cowboy-Eagle game was a good one. Eagles did all they could to give that game away yesterday. They just did everything they could, but the Cowboys are like, nah, that's all right. We're good. We don't want it. The Eagles fumbled the snap when they were trying to run the clock. It was just kind of an ugly. It was some interesting games. We'll talk more about the sports coming up after 7 o'clock. It is, the 6th day of November here, and we're in for some mild weather right through next week. Nothing severe, no big snowstorms. All right. I mean, when you look at the temperatures, you kind of believe that we're not going to get any big snowstorm because it's just going to be too warm. More on that weather. We'll keep you updated here through the morning.
Roadrunner Towing in Hayward takes this special time to recognize and salute the men and women in uniform who are standing tall for freedom around the world. Let's remember them in our thoughts, prayers, and our letters from home. Their efforts will keep America strong. This message coming to you from Gary, his family, and all the staff of Roadrunner Towing in Hayward, serving our area with quality and pride. For 24-hour-a-day on- and off-road towing, call 634-3429. That's 634-3429 for Roadrunner Towing.
It's time once again to check in with Northwoods Realty for today's neighborhood news.
Northwoods Realty, this is Lori.
Hi, Lori. Joel here at the radio station. How are we doing there today?
Good, Joel. How about yourself? All
good. We're looking for that neighborhood news, Lori, as always. What you got for us today?
All right. This ranch-style home sits on a large lot on the south fork of the Flambeau River. There's an open concept kitchen, dining room, and living room on the first floor. Also featured on the first floor are two nice-sized bedrooms, a full bath, covered back porch, and front deck overlooking the river. The walkout basement has another large bedroom, three-quarter bath, family room, laundry room, and bonus room. New to the home are 30 solar panels, so the electric bill could be nil. A three-car detached garage and lean-to fits the vehicles, toys, and wood for the fire pit. Walking out toward the river is a nicely landscaped patio area with a natural stone retaining wall. Down the boardwalk is an absolute great place to sit in front of a fire, watch the wildlife, and listen to the rapids of the river. Call Northwoods Realty today.
All right, we'll check in again later, Lori, for more neighborhood news. Thanks, and have a great day.
You too, Joel. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
At Northwoods Realty, we know your house is more than just wood and shingles. It's a haven. It's a place to raise a family. It's a home. That's why the realtors at Northwoods Realty put so much of themselves into their work. With a reputation for integrity and excellence, you can count on the staff at Northwoods Realty to come through for every member of your family. And don't forget your visiting family. We have the largest local vacation rental marketplace with over 60 options. Find homes, cabins, condos, and resorts. At Northwoods Realty, we sell dreams. Visit northwoodswi.com.
Say it with me, the Boxing Six. And you can catch every play, every score, every Milwaukee Bucks game on 90AQ Country, WCQM 98.3 FM, your station for the Milwaukee Bucks, your hometown radio refreshed.
We're going abroad for the first time in years, to Spain. So we started using Babbel.
And started learning Spanish fast.
With Babbel, you can start having conversations in another language in just 3 weeks.
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿Cómo te llamas?
When you learn a language, you want to actually use it. Babbel is designed with that goal in mind.
In just 3 weeks, we're starting to have conversations in Spanish. Gracias, Babbel.
Babbel, language for life. Now try Babbel for free at Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com.
Here's your 90AQ Country weatherology forecast. We have good chances for rain today with a high near 50. Winds will be out of the west at 15 miles an hour, gusting up to 25. There are chances for both rain and snow showers tonight with a low around 30 and a north wind of 5 to 15 miles an hour, gusting up to 20. We'll have a break from precipitation Tuesday with mostly cloudy skies and a high near 38 with an east wind of 5 to 10 miles an hour. There are good chances for rain Wednesday with a high near 40 and a southeast wind of 5 to 10 miles an hour, gusting up to 20. Thursday's mostly sunny with a high near 40. I'm weatherology meteorologist Michael Cotter, and that's your forecast on 98Q Country. Right now, it's 49 degrees.
All right, let's do this.
God gave me a girl, girl gave me a kiss, kiss gave me a feeling that I still get.
Hey, y'all, it's Thomas Rhett.
To you guys all day long.
98Q Country.
Tonka trucks and G.I. Joes jumping those hills with Luke and Bo. Plastic cap guns in a swimming hole. Don't get no dirt on your church clothes. Win or lose, we cheer for the Braves. 10% in the often place. Sunday chicken and a NASCAR race. Sure be nice to get back to that place. There was dirt on Daddy's clothes. For putting that bacon on Mama's stove. Dog barking in the yard at a truck we don't know. All we had was us. Had a little bitty house and a lot of love. Lifted all behind, chasing a girl, chasing a dime. Went so far trying to get mine. I can't see that old porch light that led me home at night. There was dirt on Daddy's clothes. Putting that bacon on Mama's stove. Dog barking in the yard at a truck we don't know. John, I can still smell coffee in the kitchen, old Don Williams on, and there was dirt on Daddy's clothes, from putting that bacon on Mama's stove, dog barking in the yard at a truck we don't know.
Favorites and yesterday's classics. 98 Q Country.
You can tell your old man you'll do some largemouth fish in another town. You just got too much on your plate to bait and cast a line. You can always put a rain check in his hand till you can't. You can keep putting off forever with that girl whose heart you hold, swearing that you'll last someday further down the road. You can always put a dime. Chase you back. If you're gonna love somebody, hold them as long and as strong and as close as
never know. If you got a chance, take it. Take it while you got a chance. If you got a dream, chase it. Cause a dream won't chase you back. If you're gonna love somebody, hold them as long and as strong and as close as you can. Till you can. Yeah, if you got a chance, take it.
You can't. There goes Cody Johnson at 98Q Country. Good Monday to you. 50 degrees. What happened here? We're going to see one of those days where the temperatures are going to slide a little bit through the day. Nothing drastic. We don't have a big cold front moving in by any means or anything like that. But it's going to go from 50 right now to probably 42 or 40 or so by later this afternoon. But the rest of the week, very acceptable in the 30s. Tomorrow looks like it's going to be right around 37, one of the cooler days of the rest of the week. But if indications hold true, we're going to be back up close to 50 early next week. That can change. It's a week out, so it certainly can change. But today, cloudy, a few drizzly rain showers here this morning. We're seeing 50 right now. That wind's going to be west at 10 to 15, gusting 20, 25. A little bit breezy today. So not quite as nice as yesterday, but still, we'll take the warmth. We've got all the details of high school playoff football and volleyball from the weekend. We'll tell you who did what and when and where around the state. Get you updated. Some words of wisdom to get this Monday, November 6th moving. Focus on the Family is brought to you by Park Pharmacy.
An important way to teach children how to succeed is by teaching them how to fail. Hi, this is Jim Daly with Focus on the Family. Dave Lomas once worked in a bank. He was good with customers, but had a flaw that kept him from being successful. He had a tendency to give away money. He didn't mean to, of course, but he just had such a good time interacting with folks, he didn't pay attention to how much cash he was actually handing them. He even tried to make it up with his own money, but he was fired. Dave learned an important lesson. His failure didn't define who he really was. That message is an important concept for children to learn. Some parents try to help their sons and daughters succeed by rescuing them from failure. But that's actually harmful. Sooner or later, they have to learn you can't succeed at everything. Life is about venturing out and striving, which is guaranteed to produce failure from time to time. So the healthiest way to handle your children's failures is to teach them their failure doesn't have to define them. It's only through trial and error that we discover our core strengths and, yes, weaknesses. Dave Lomas's failed banking job actually taught him that his gift was working with people, which led him to his career as an author and speaker. Parents, don't be so quick to rescue your kids from failure. Teach them to use it to achieve future success. For Focus on the Family, I'm Jim Daly.
Let's see, if something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into, and that's MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for healthcare can save the typical family $500 a month, and that's huge. But it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The customer satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. MediShare works. It's been around for more than a quarter century, and members have shared more than $3 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. A very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. 866-88-BIBLE. That's 866-88-BIBLE. 866-88-BIBLE.
Your Health Mart Pharmacy in Park Falls. Park Pharmacy can be trusted to handle all your prescription needs. Your Health Mart pharmacists take the time to get to know you and explain your medications. When you need a prescription filled, come to Park Pharmacy, your Health Mart pharmacy, who has a personal commitment to their community. They care for you and about you. That's Park Pharmacy, downtown Park Falls.
The next time you buy a cart full of groceries, make that car payment, or write that big mortgage check, ask yourself, what would my family do if I wasn't there to buy those groceries? Make that payment or write that check. If you didn't like the answer, ask a State Farm agent about life insurance and start getting some answers you will like. Welcome to that place where doing it for them meets doing it today. Get started by contacting State Farm agent Diana Skowinski, Highway 13, Park Falls.
Shawamigan Home Furnishings has a full showroom with a wide variety of furniture ready to go out the door. Mattresses with two-sided options are available. Over 50 recliners to choose from. Futons, sectionals, sofas, love seats, Amish and up north style furniture, as well as full bedroom and dining sets. Everything is in stock and available without delay. Go to their website, ShawamaganHomeFurnishings.com. Check them out on Facebook too for more specials. Shawamigan Home Furnishings, downtown Park Falls and Main Street, Ashland, Wisconsin.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. But not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Thousands of stores across the country are pulling brand-name cold and allergy products off the shelves because an FDA advisory panel recently determined that a drug they contain, oral phenylephrine, is ineffective as a nasal decongestant. Navage offers a drug-free solution that's fast and highly effective at relieving nasal congestion caused by colds and allergies. Ask for Navage at Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, Rite Aid, Target, or find us online at Navage.com. Navage, N-A-V-A-G-E. Clean nose, healthy life.
Here's your 98 AQ Country weatherology forecast. We have good chances for rain today with a high near 50. Winds will be out of the west at 15 miles an hour, gusting up to 25. There are chances for both rain and snow showers tonight with a low around 30 and a north wind of 5 to 15 miles an hour, gusting up to 20. We'll have a break from precipitation Tuesday with mostly cloudy skies on a high near 38 with an east wind of 5 to 10 miles an hour. There are good chances for rain Wednesday with a high near 40 and a southeast wind of 5 to 10 miles an hour, gusting up to 20. Thursday's mostly sunny with a high near 40. I'm weatherology meteorologist Michael Cotter, and that's your forecast on 98 Q Country. Right now, it's 49 degrees.
Pump it in there, baby.
Here's another song from our starting lineup.
Just keep a trickle-aid the ball down the field, boys.
98 Q Country.